What are you even worried about? It's Worry Week on The Wire.
Yes, it is Worry Week on The Wire. And hold on, you're not on, Sherry. Hold on a sec. I'll introduce you. There we go.
A little bit nervous.
Sherry Zhang is in the studio with us. She is my new producer. Yeah. Welcome to the Wednesday
Thank
Wire,
you
Sherry.
For welcoming me.
Sherry has been overseas, and I mean, she was on the news team last year, obviously, and she's returned with a bang this week.
Big bang. Here I am.
Here you are. So, for Worry Week, we are looking into, well, O Week is the overarching theme. But in that, people have been talking to AUSA and different people on campus at the moment.
Yeah.
And Sherry, you take it away.
Yeah, I had Let's a yarn with like quite a few presidents at the vast array of clubs here. So first up, I spoke with co-president Sophie Wieberg from EJP, the Equal Justice Project, on how they provide practical learning experiences for Auckland Uni Law students. And she's also hoping to bridge the gap on access to justice. So there's an information session at the law school on Friday, and sign-ups too will also be open on Friday. Yep.
We are a non-partisan pro bono charity based down at the Auckland Law School. Our aim is to provide law students legal training, promoting social inclusivity and social justice in the local and wider community. We have four teams that do that. So we've got our access team who kind of goes into schools and does the educational outreach for our organisation. And then we have our pro bono team who work alongside lawyers and academics in the law community, and they kind of provide research for them. And in the past, like, some of that research has gone to like the Supreme Court and the UN. So that's pretty exciting.
Cool. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. And then we've got our community team who, basically we send out students to community law centres so they get a bit of practical experience, which is always really valuable. And then we've got our communications team who write articles and build submissions on kind of justice topics, and they kind of provide our social media outreach.
Yeah, it's kind of a broad range of things you guys do.
Yeah, we try and cover like every area of obviously kind of the social justice world, and yeah, we seem to be doing all right. So
I've definitely seen the name floating around.
Yeah.
So how do you get involved with EJP?
Yeah, so it is for law students, so it is a charity based at the Auckland Law School. And we accept parts two students and above, but in the past we have always had a policy, as you call it, no age limit. Age doesn't determine how good you're going to be at a certain job. Like, we look for the quality of volunteers, not necessarily the age. Obviously there are some projects which require more legal knowledge and more legal kind of experience, but that shouldn't put off anyone who's coming fresh into law school. Like, we've got stuff to cater for everyone. Yeah,
it's glad it's so inclusive. Through all your work with EJP, what have you found are like the biggest challenges to access to justice?
That's a really good question. Obviously, one of the biggest things in New Zealand is like the justice system itself. So there is a very big lack of cooperation between a lot of the social justice or the justice system bodies itself. So that could include lack of legal aid services. There's a lot of lack of pre-trial counselling. Okay. And then there's a lot of pressure on defendants, especially to admit their guilt. And yeah, it's really expensive to bring a case to court. So if you don't have access, if you don't have access to those resources, like, it can be really hard to have access to justice. And then there's obviously the other structures in society. So we've obviously got a group of people in society who are more vulnerable. Yeah. Less wealthy socioeconomic groups, and they're not often aware of their rights. So that's really what we're trying to do, is go into the community, provide research and access to justice through a kind of educational outreach. It's a perk for law students because they do get some legal experience.
That's really cool.
In the process.
Quite practical as well.
It is, and it's very, obviously there is kind of a stigma at law school that you should get a clerkship in order to get some legal experience. So it's ideal if you're just looking, having a go at providing or writing like a case brief for a lawyer or doing some research. It's all practice, and it's such a good experience.
I then had a chat with President Isabel Cohen from UniQ on the social events being held for LGBTQ students and some of the challenges that first-year uni students might face in feeling supported. So today is the last day for sign-ups for their stall out on campus, but Isabel told me to say that students can still sign up on UniQ on their Facebook page.
LGBTQ is an LGBT social group on campus.
And who is it for? What kind of people do you target? What kind of students do you find usually come to your meetings?
So it's for any and all LGBT students who go to Auckland Uni, and generally alumni as well often come along. As allies are also welcome. You know, if somebody wants to bring one of their friends along for comfort and that kind of thing, or anybody who wants to learn a little bit more about the community if we happen to be holding a seminar.
So you mentioned you have meetings, social events, and seminars. What kind of events do you usually hold?
We hold regular meetings, just sort of casual social gatherings. Like next week we'll be having a pizza party, but we also have some more educational events every now and then. So in the past we have had panels talking about the trans experience, and later this year we're hoping to get a sexologist in to talk about navigating sexuality and gender identity. And we also have just some fun larger social events as well. Like last year we had a Mean Girls screening with drinking games. So it's a little bit of an eclectic mix, but the main goal is to bring LGBT students on campus closer together and make them feel more represented and connected.
Wholesome kind of stuff. I guess on a more negative note, what challenges do LGBTQ students face at uni currently?
So we have had some feedback that for first years it can be quite difficult to find other LGBT students on campus, especially if you arrive at a hall, you kind of just get a mix of general fresh out of high school students, and it can be a little bit more difficult to find your tribe. So that is definitely something that a lot of students need a little bit of help in finding other like-minded students and faculty members. Another issue that we face, unfortunately, is that some of the resources that the university provides, while they are there, are a little bit difficult to find. The website is not that great. Not many people are aware that they can get involved actually directly with providing feedback and being a representative for the LGBT community within the Auckland University and that sort of thing. So it's really important to have a club that can provide that information of what the university actually provides and make sure that students who are in need of that, those resources, are able to get them.
What kind of changes do you hope to see from the university to support students?
Yeah, so we hope that the website will be updated, that it will be much easier to navigate, that it will be a much more central issue that the university will be focusing on and making sure that students will be able to see what is out there. We'd love to see a little bit more of that sort of advertising in the university halls as well, since it's very important that first years sort of are aware of what's going on, since they're the ones who know the university the least. And we also really hope in the future that the faculty members responsible for making decisions about Pride Week and Pride Parade and that kind of thing consult with university students a little bit more when they make decisions, because sometimes their decisions can be a little bit out of touch with the student body.
So how would you suggest students get involved in supporting the community? What are some like top five things you should do to be a good person?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say that a really good way to get involved with the community would be to go and have a conversation with the people at O Week, any of the rainbow communities that you see there. There's Rainbow Law, Rainbow Business, as well as UniQ as well. It would be great if there is a particular issue that you would like to bring up, if we could email the University of Auckland about it. You know, there are strength in numbers. That would be awesome. And if there are any seminars that we happen to hold later in the year that you would like to come along to and see if there's anything you'd like to listen to and learn more about, that could be really beneficial. And don't be afraid to ask questions. Just be respectful. Well, if it's in a respectful way, you know, in an appropriate environment, then a lot of people will be happy to answer your questions.
Next up, you can join Ria Kapoor, president from Feel Good Period Club, in working towards breaking down the stigma around menstruation. So they're fundraising for donations to City Mission. Ria and I also speak on the changes she hopes to happen in funding for sanitary products from the government. The group are also specifically looking for volunteers for marketing and social media on their team at the moment.
We are a University of Auckland club that focuses on addressing and eradicating the stigma associated with menstruation. So we do this by hosting fundraising events that celebrate being human and help women in need have access to sanitary products, which are currently unreasonably priced. We officially started as a club last year when we discovered the problem that some homeless women in Auckland struggle to afford sanitary products. Pads are not something people actively donate, and if they cannot manage to afford the pads, they would end up using leaves from Albert Park or toilet paper from McDonald's to cook. And that was all very surprising to us. We never considered this as a problem. So we decided to do something about this, and we came up with the idea of Field Work Period. So we work at the club on campus to shed light on this problem and raise funds to help women in our society. So far, with the support from students and other organisations such as Everlasting, we have donated over 600 sanitary care packs to Auckland City Mission and Wesley College collectively.
I guess for the students at Auckland, what kind of support and services do you offer?
So yeah, basically we host a variety of events to engage people. So all our events are open for anyone to join, and we only ask for a small gold coin donation upon entry. So some other fundraising events and activities that we plan to host this year are movie nights, raffle giveaways, discussion tea parties, and some game and quiz night. And these events just basically aim to generate discussion about menstruation and get people to start thinking about the issue in our society. Other than hosting events, we offer support through our Facebook page. So basically anyone can message us if they ever need a pad or if they ever need to discuss anything.
What changes do you hope to see from the uni in regards to removing the stigma around menstruation?
So ideally, we would like to see a world where such products are free and easily accessible. And this is something that's happening in Scotland. So there's a lot of funding behind being set aside for making sanitary products free for all students. And that's so great to see. And we hope New Zealand is soon to follow. Some of the changes we hope to see from the university in particular is having like donation boxes in all the restrooms. People can either donate or take sanitary items. And we think this will be a great way to create awareness and just remove the stigma.
Finally, President Sean Dugdale Martin from Stray Theatre Club gives us a taster of the energy currently at O Week. And so we talk about the new additions, the Auckland Uni Theatre scene after the Maidment Theatre. The main theatre on campus was closed down in 2016. Since then, shows have been held in pubs, the Cap and Gown Lounge under sheds, and lecture theatres, just to name a few creative spaces.
Stray is this great space for amateur theatre goers to really like hone their drama skills.
How do you get involved with Stray? What's happening?
Okay, this is lit. So, Stray's got four shows on during the year. Our first show is an Afra Ben play called The Rover. It's great. Auditions are next week. Get amongst it. We've also got a devising every Monday night. It's a great place to come along and like test the waters if you're not that into improv theatre. Just like watch for a bit, maybe dip your toes in, go on. And then Wednesday, we've got this great troupe coming in. It's new to Stray. It's called Improverished. They had a show in Fringe this year. Cool. They're joining us and the AUT Theatre Clubs together and really getting a good sense for the improv scene in Auckland, like the amateur improv scene. And we're aiming to do a monthly showcase of that.
Is it a space for, say, you're a bit shy and just starting out? Like, what would you say to those kind of kids?
Oh, I'd say come along to the showcases for improv, see what's going on, and head along to devising as well, because it's Monday and Wednesday, so if you can't go to one, go to the other. They're really inclusive spaces. If you don't want to jump in at the start, you don't have to. You know, you can test the waters. It's really fun and accessible.
Sweet. And how has theatre been at Auckland since they closed the Maidment Theatre? Just wondering about that.
It's been hard to find spaces. You know, the Maidment was so big and so easily accessible for us as an amateur theatre company. It was really good to get people in and like heaps of seating and really easy for the club to fund that space. And since it's gone, it's been kind of challenging finding venues for us, because you know we've got to pay a lot more, and we are a student club, not for profit. Mm. So we do have to go out of our way to try and get grants and try and raise money.
Has the uni been good at supporting Stray?
They've been really good. Club space gives us a lot of grants that we ask for, and that really helps us because of that venue problem. Mm. So we're really grateful for the help that they give, and all of the members, because the accessing fee to the club is $10, and so it's really nice. Like that supports a lot of the club.
The Fride coming up as well, right? In a little bit. Yeah.
So that's second stand. This is great. I love this. It's like a short play festival, student written. You submit all your plays, and then we choose a bunch of them, maybe like 8 to 10, and they're put on over a week, and it's great fun. Student written, student led, student directed, student acted. And it's a great like diverse of theatre. I think there are a lot of stories that can still be told. Mm. I think there's a lot of specifically foreign cultures that aren't European and maybe even LGBTQ+ stories that need to be told. And I think there is a lot of that already coming through, and that's super great. I'm super on board with that.
Yeah.
We really love all the different plays that come in from all the different people. because it's just such like a mix and match, a stir fry, if you will.
Yeah. Say the stage isn't quite for you and you want to do something more backstage, is there space for that too?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We love to facilitate the tech crews and the lighting and really props and set and costume design. We really want every part of Australia production to be someone learning something. And so if you've got a skill you want to try and like upscale or want to learn something, we are more than welcome to. So we would love to have them along and like help us make these shows happen.
Awesome. Is there anything else you'd like to add before I wrap it up?
Yeah, I want to thank the Australasian Union of Jewish Students for lending us half a stall this year because we didn't manage to get one ourselves.
Yikes. Where are you guys placed? If one of our listeners wants to find you.
We are right at the back of the pavilion.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
How's the vibes at O-Week at Club Day been so far? Give me an on the ground.
On the ground, your man in the field.
Yeah.
There's a lot of energy in the pavilion because we're all like kind of cramped in there. Last year it was around Albert Park. Yeah, it's real cozy. And so everyone's yelling, the energy's up. It's great. I love it.
So find out more about these clubs on their Facebook pages or try catch them at the stores on campus. These are just a sample of the huge variety of clubs at Auckland Uni.
Worry Week on The Wire.